welcome to the Elcott Show. I'm Ed Elcott. I am a doctor of divinity. And I want to welcome you here to the Phil Hendry podcast today. It might be something that you're not quite used to listening to. But nonetheless, we'll try and fill the shoes of Phil Hendry admirably here on Elcott. Elcott, the next step. Well, this is probably not what you were expecting. And if I were you, I'd probably be a little bit taken aback or surprised at, the different tonality and presentation of the Phil Hendry podcast. To tell you a little bit about myself and how I came to be hosting the podcast today, I'm a very close friend of one of Phil's friends, Margaret Gray, and I work closely with Dean Wheeler at the Northern California Holistic Center. I give meditation classes there as well as yoga instruction. I also instruct a variety of different physical disciplines, aromatherapies, body lotions, tantric yoga exercise, and so on. And it's not quite as fancy, I think, as it sounds. It's simply ways to make this life of ours a more successful undertaking, a more pleasant journey through the various mysteries that we're presented with every day in this thing called life. People call me Elcott. That is my last name. I prefer that. If you want to call me Edward, you may. Sometimes I go by the name Ed, which was my name in pre-life. And by pre-life, what we mean really is pre-life is that period of life that existed before awareness. So if you were Ed, or you were Phil, for instance, or you were Margaret, or Jerry, or Jimmy, this was pre-life, pre-consciousness, the pre-awareness that you eventually did achieve. And at that point, you then go by your universal name. And if your universal name is reflective of the three distinct consonants, Elcott, as in L-Al, L-A, or A-L, or A-B, then it becomes Elcott or Elwood. If your first name is Cynthia and you're a man, and that does occur, as humorous as that may sound, if your first name, then you default to Elcott. So all names flow from the essential Elcott base, and Elcott is really the root name of all surnames here on Earth, as it was seeded here by the race of giants, and we'll get into our discussion of them, the Mother Father. The Mother Father gave us our identity, and to them we are forever grateful, and we offer our gratitude, all El Elcott, all El Elcott, all El Elcott. This is simply a salutation of beneficence to the mother-father race, the master race that achieved the lineal in seating us here on our home, which is Earth. This, of course, is our home, and this will be our home as long as we wish it to be. It's a beautiful place, but at some point, of course, we will thrust ourselves, as the life force does. Humans thrust themselves. The essential seed of life thrusts itself. The energy of life, as was so noted by the poet, thrusts itself up through the shaft of the blade of grass or the branch of a tree. Good morning and welcome. Wherever you are, it may be afternoon. I am Edward Elcott, Dr. Edward Elcott of the National Grace Institute and the Grace Ashram, which is located in northern New York State. We took over the properties that were at that time being held in trust by the state of New York. They had been, at one point, the home meditation centers for Dr. Timothy Leary and the League of Spiritual Discovery. Elcott is who I am, but Elcott is who I are. You see, I am an individual, but I'm also all of you. And so in speaking for all of you, I say, I are Elcott. And in so speaking for all of you, I speak for my very fondest desires for you. Am I God? No, I am not God, but I speak as if I'm God, so that you will know the words I speak are truth. I, Ed Elcott, died many years ago, spiritually and mentally, but I, as Elcott, now live among you. I walk and move among you. No matter where you are or what you're doing, I could very well be right next to you. I'm not there to intrude. I'm certainly not there to compromise any of your privacy. But I do try and see what you need. And that is why IR say IR Elcott. IR not take drugs no more. You'll notice that the verbiage and grammar sounds fractured, and yet that is exactly what I mean to say as Elcott. IR not take drugs no more. Because IR not. You'll say to me, well, Elcott, why can't you say we don't take drugs anymore? Elcott no do that. Elcott no do that. Elcott speaks for you, but for him. Who am I? I'm Edward Elcott, but I'm also speaking as Elcott. So you see, there's a lot of different levels of existence and a great many planes of existence and planes of awareness that we have to work through on our journey together today on The Phil Hendry Show, co-hosted here by yours truly, Elcott.
Dr. Edward Elcott is available for readings. At the end of this program, we'll give you a special toll-free number that you can call, and Dr. Elcott will be available at that time. Dr. Edward Elcott's books can be obtained by the National Elevation Book Exchange and Consciousness In and Out. I.R. Elcott, the foundational text of our spiritual journey, is available through the Elcott Foundation, Wenapaw, New York.
We certainly do thank you for joining us. And I did ask the producers of the Phil Hendry podcast if they wouldn't mind allowing us to sort of change the direction a little bit and use our own public service announcements and commercials and so forth. And they were very gracious enough to say, yes, we could. Well, what do we mean when we talk about the four essential miracles? We talk of the four essential miracles, which are invisibility. That's number one. X-ray vision is number two. The ability to absorb any kind of violent act and have it not affect the physical body. For instance, being able to repel bullets. That's three. And finally, and most assuredly, the fourth miracle is the ability to fly. These are the four miracles as articulated to us by the Mother, Father, and the foundational race when Elcott first made his appearance. The four miracles: X-ray vision, invisibility, bullets bouncing off your chest, and being able to fly. Now, we're going to talk about these in the various stages that they appear. And with me today is Dr. Jerome Kaiser. He is Elcott East, so he has elevated to the level of Godhead. And Dr. Kaiser, I'm very, very pleased to meet you. I'm glad that you join us here today. Thank you. And Dr. Kaiser, tell us, as we explore the four miracles, that you as an Elcott and I as Elcott East, tell us about the four miracles achieved.
The four miracles are achieved in thus manner, and you said it very well, Elcott. Invisibility, X-ray vision, bullets bouncing off your chest, and flying. I received an interesting letter last week from a gentleman writing to me, and he seemed a bit nonplussed. He said, isn't that what Superman was able to do? And I said, yes. Yes, it's exactly what Superman was able to do. And
what did the gentleman say to that?
He said, well, it's profound in its implications, isn't it? I said, yes, it is. Yes, it is. And I had the sense that I'd made a breakthrough with him.
When we talk of the four miracles, though, and the wisdom that you achieve by being invisible, let's talk about invisibility and what it can and can't be used for.
Well, the instinct immediately is to enter the bedroom of a young lady, let's say, and watch her undress.
Yeah, I know. I plead guilty to that.
Of course, and that is natural. That's nothing to be ashamed of. Nothing to be ashamed of at all. The instinct is, for instance, to get into bed with a young lady, if you're invisible, when she's naked, and to fondle her while she's naked. But she can feel your hands, invisible hands, feeling her up. And that's not the best use of invisibility, but that's the instinct. The second use of invisibility is to masturbate openly while you're invisible. I don't think anyone has achieved that hasn't done that after seeing a naked woman hiding in her closet, being invisible and seeing everything you can. The next thing, of course, is X-ray vision, which you're going to try out on a lot of different people, and I would say it's nothing to be ashamed of if your X-ray vision, if you use your X-ray vision to look through the dress of your mother or your mother-in-law or someone you would never countenance wanting to.
But it is the instinct, isn't it?
It's the instinct, but we have to be aware of that, and we have to guard against that.
I see. Doctor, you'll stay with us. Elcott West is going to stay with us.
It would be my pleasure, yes.
As we continue here, I am Elcott. I are not on drugs, and you are. We all are. Advancing toward that great miracle where you and I, Elcott West, and all other pinnacles of wisdom will eventually combine to create the Elcott Factor. Well, that's an awful lot to digest. Let's take another break and be right back. And Elcott East is going to be with us, and we're going to continue to explore the four miracles and the five ways through the gigantic abnormality. And this is a challenge that I hope we can all meet bravely. The five ways to the gigantic abnormality and what that means in just a moment.
This is the Elcott Hour, a presentation of the University of Wampanoag, New York. Doctors Elcott and Elcott East and West are here provided by the staff and faculty of New York State University at Willingsley.
I'm going to be speaking later on after the broadcast to my very close friend, Ronald Berman. And Ronald runs the Elasticity Institute, which is far and away the finest institute for exploring the limits of mind. When we use that term elasticity, I think some people think, well, is my mind made out of rubber? You know?
No, it's not made out of rubber, but it's a combination of awarenesses. The human race has been here for many, many billions of years. Don't even fool yourself. The human race has been here. They say the human race is only several million years old, but the human race has always been somewhere and has made its presence known. We ourselves are as old as time. We ourselves are as old as the Big Bang, because all matter created at the Big Bang exists today.
Yes.
But the four miracles and the five ways through the gigantic abnormality, the four miracles being invisibility, bullets bouncing off your chest, flying, and X-ray vision, that then lends itself to the five ways through the gigantic abnormality. And the five ways are violence, stupidity, patience, teamwork, and self-mutilation. And all of those sound...
Those are only four, and we should let people know that when we say the five ways of going through abnormality, we mean four.
Well, we mean five. We mean five.
All right, this is, I've always had a tough one with this.
Everyone does. It sounds as if I said four things, but I actually said five. So I said self-mutilation, violence, stupidity, and one, I guess there's only three.
Self-mutilation, violence, stupidity, and
laughter. That was it, laughter.
Laughter.
Yes. Those are the five.
Okay, whatever you say.
Right.
Isn't it exciting? You know, wisdom is always exciting. The journey to wisdom is always exciting. You can't let it frustrate you, and you certainly can't allow it to create doubt where no doubt exists. Now, in these next few minutes here on the Phil Hendry Podcast, I'd like to talk about myself as Elcott the Wonderful. I told you about myself as Ed Elcott, Edward Elcott, Dr. Edward Elcott, Elcott, Elcott West, and now Elcott the Wonderful. The further away I get from my birth surname, even though the human race seeded here by the mother-father race many billions of years ago, I want to get away from my earthbound nature, and I want to get away, frankly, from my Elcott nature. My next sojourn will be to elevate myself to wonderful. And once I am able to do that, then I'm excited to tell you I've achieved transparency. I am neither here nor there. I am an invisible slip of, I'm a bit of air. I'm not even air. I'm a wisping, how do you describe it, Elcott East?
I'm Elcott West.
Elcott West.
I describe it, we become almost a nuisance. We're in the air, in the room, but people perceive us as some dust in their nose.
Isn't that something?
Yes. So we are alive and we're vital, but to the rest of our species, we have become a something to blow, if you want to put it simply, something to blow out of their nose.
All right. Well, I tell you what I'm going to do now. I'm going to ask all of you to join hands with your other. And if your other isn't home, then join hands with anyone who is septern. And if no one in the, and I know you referred to this, Elcott West.
If no one is septern in your home unit, then you may septern as well. You may septern yourself, and you can dilate. And sometimes that's more satisfying than the communal aspect.
All right. So what we're going to do now is join hands. And we are going to achieve, hopefully, the state of wonderful. If you, of course, are septern, or if you have stated yourself as Elcott East or West, and you have given up your surname, and you are now ready to join Mother, Father, then by all means. Elcott West, west of the sun. Sightings, day and night. I see the lighthouse from which my species came to this world, gladdened, uplifted, and immersed. And whence the mother, father departed, Elcott, IR.
Elcott, IR.
Elcott, IR. IR not take drugs.
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 Elcott, IR. IR.
You am.
I am.
You am.
I am.
You am. Boom.
Amen.
Wow.
Wow. Wow, indeed. I felt that, didn't you?
I did, yes.
That is wonder. Now, for those of you that have not been a part of our rituals, what you heard there was a hearkening back to the initial sounds that our early people heard when the mother-father departed. you heard an approximation of the antimatter-matter machines, the engines, ditodes, and pivoline, which are master mother-father race used to propel themselves from this planet. You heard me approximate that sound. That's why you heard that
sort of almost the rumbling of an engine.
Yes. IR represents, as you know, our communion with all beings, not only human, but animal life and plant life. And it takes a very strong sense of humility to lower yourself to the level of plant life. You can be no better than moss, grass, a weed. You can be no better than the lowest form of plant life. Some people say, does that include insect? It includes all vibratory life. And your ego will become compressed the lower you get, until finally you're nothing more than a bug or a flea on a cat. You think it's lowering yourself to be a cat? Think about being a bug or a flea on that cat. That's what I am, even though I are Elkar, I are Elkar, I are Elkar. Well, this is Dr. Edward Elkott, and you'll notice that, did you see what happened there?
You transferred.
I did transfer into Elkar, and that'll happen. Don't let it frighten you. Elkar is the demon. Elkar is the demon. It must be defeated. Elkar will convince you that being Elkar is as good as being Elkott West. Don't believe the demon. It lies. It lies to deceive you. It tells lies and mixes them with the truth so that you're deceived and yet you have elation and hope. You hate and yet you think you can beat it. You want to kill it, but you want to live with it and marry it. This is the thing that we're up against here with our challenges in life. When we return, we're going to talk a little bit more about passageways and the back alley of truth right after this. Elkott West and Elkar the Demon, coming next.
Hello, Richard Sherman here from the University of Wampa, New York. We're giving lectures every Saturday, and there's still a place for you, so sign up for our lecture series. We'll be talking about many of the things that Edward Elkott is talking about today, along with his friend Elkott East, Elkott the Wonderful, and how we can take those four miracles and the five ways through the giant abnormality to create a state of wonderful. At which point, of course, the master race returns, powers down, and uplifts using hydraulics. Uplift using hydraulics will be the name of our lecture this Saturday. So by all means, join us, won't you?
There is a limited number of seats available at Wampa University's lecture series. Well, welcome back, and this is Dr. Edward Elkott, and you're listening to today's Phil Henry podcast, a little something different for you, as we explore the Nexus. And of course, the Nexus is...
I tell a joke, and the joke goes like this. The Nexus is what's next. Us.
Ah.
Yes. So what's next? Us. And that's the communion that you're talking about, Ed. When we say that we are next, we're really saying the Nexus, the beginning. Humility is a great thing, and I think that I'm going to speak on that.
Talk to me about humility.
Humility is being aware of your essential insect nature, that you're nothing more than an insect. Humility is the wife of did you see Eric Cantor? We were talking about the politician that got beaten.
He got defeated, you know.
He got defeated. His wife was standing next to him as he gave his concession speech, smiling, and you know that she hated every minute of it. She didn't know real humility.
She looked as if she despised the very ground that he walked on, because he'd promised her a good life. The corridors of power in Washington were open to them. Eric Cantor was an up-and-comer in Washington, D.C. He was going to be the next big thing. And something happened. He was defeated. And now he stands humiliated, stands with his wife, who looks like she hates his guts.
And why? Why do you suppose?
Because what he promised her was a lie. He promised her the corridors of power, and they did not open for him. In fact, they have closed, and now they have to go back to their dirty, filthy little district in Virginia and talk to all those dirty, filthy people that he doesn't really want to talk to. He wants to talk to the heavy hitters and the big rollers, the high rollers in Washington. He doesn't want to go back to his filthy district in Virginia and talk to those voters.
And you can see the look on the wife.
The look on the wife's face is one of abject misery, because she knows that she has to go back to Virginia and talk to those dirty, filthy people that she thought she'd left behind.
Fascinating. We're talking about humility here on Elcott. Elcott the Wonderful. I are wonderful. It's one of the prayers that we seek. In Elcott and Elkar, we don't say we pray. We seek to pray. If we're successful, we're successful. But if we're not successful, but we seek to pray in Elcott. And the prayer is as follows. I are Elcott, and I are Elkar, and the dirty, filthy little people of the District of Virginia, from where I come, I can't avoid. I have to go and sit and eat a meal with them.
Amen.
Now that sounds like something Eric Cantor would be saying to himself in a nightmare. But what we've just given Eric Cantor is a way through the abnormality, a way to integrate himself back into the fold of Virginia, the voters of Virginia and their ham dinners and their lousy little lives. You see, Elcott and Elkar, we don't acknowledge the lousy, stinking, rotten lives of a great many of these people in Virginia and elsewhere. We have elevated ourselves. I live... How would you describe my home?
You live in a dump?
I live in a dump. I really do. I live in a dump, a shack. It is a... You could... It's a wonder that I don't come down with every kind of disease. Typhus, clap. And yet I'm not aware of any of it, because my humility is so thorough, I have lowered myself to the level of a filthy, like a maggot, that's what I am, that I'm now free. I'm free to be happy and to accept what I am, just another slob.
And I think that that is the key for Ed Elcott, because now you're wonderful.
I am wonderful. Now you, on the other hand, you still live in a nice house.
I do. And I can sit here with you and tell you, I live in a nice house. I have completed humility training, but my humility did not necessitate that I live like a pig in a sty like you do. My humility necessitated that I continue to live well on my wife's family's money. And so I do. And yet you and I come together every week on this program and we talk as equals, even though you know you're going back home tonight.
I'm going back home to a filthy pigsty.
Yes. And you don't even want to clean it up, do you?
I can't be bothered.
That is what we're talking about, folks. The fact that I am Elcott East, the wonderful, and I can live on my wife's money, and Elcott West, Elkar, Ed Elcott, still lives like a slob and a swine in a garbage can, one of the worst parts of town I've ever seen, and I've been through all of them, because at one time I visited all of them, and you can guess what I was looking for. You got it. Everything you can think about, I was looking for it. And,
well, so that's why you're my hero.
I am your hero. I am your hero. Well, let's end with a prayer.
We'll end with a prayer. Again, we seek to pray. We don't pray, we seek. I are a pig. I live in a sty. My humility has lowered me to the level of an insect, probably an insect that carries poison that can deliver a fever that could kill thousands, if not millions. That's what I are.
Elkar, Elkar.
Be gone, Elkar.
Elkot.
The West.
Hazabuza.
Kanabaluza. Well, that was invigorating. I want to thank you very much, Elkar East, for being with us, or Elkot East.
Thank you.
And we'll see you again next time on Elkot. My name is Ed Elkot. I do appreciate your patronage. And we'll see you. Phil Hendry will be back on Monday. The Phil Hendry website, of course, encourages you to get a backstage pass. I was leveled out. Now I'm angry because of this music. I know.